This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is planning to appeal his immunity case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. That after a Democrat-appointed D.C. appeals court ruled against his immunity claims related to the federal election interference charges filed against him for allegedly trying to plot and overturn the 2020 election result. Trial in the case had originally been set for March 4th, but is likely to be pushed back now as the immunity issue takes time to be resolved in the courts. Meanwhile, a group of Republican politicians in Washington is banding together, saying they do not believe the former president at any point took part in an insurrection against the U.S. A resolution in Congress is signed by several of them.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government that's taken place in an effort to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to consider separate cases about whether former President Trump violated a Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment disqualifying any who rise up against the U.S. government from seeking elected office. A landmark bipartisan immigration and foreign aid deal now faces tough sledding in the U.S. Senate. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell with reporters after a meeting with some of the leaders who authored the bill.
We had a very robust discussion about whether or not this promise could ever become law.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed hardline Trump allies in the GOP for scuttling the deal.
They were quaking at the knees at the fear of Donald Trump.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson declared the border deal dead on arrival in the U.S. House after text of the measure was released Sunday. He says it does not do enough to deter illegal border crossings. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, is revealing that he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The announcement follows Carlson being cited numerous times in Moscow over the weekend. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Middle East to advance the framework of a hostage release agreement.
A serious proposal that was aimed at not simply repeating the previous agreement, but expanding it.
During his visit, Blinken held discussions with Egypt's president and is anticipated to meet with several Qatari ministers. Concurrently, Israel's defense minister stated yesterday the country is concentrating on the most southern city of the Gaza Strip, identified as Hamas' last stronghold in the region. At least 9 deaths are being linked to the massive rainstorm that hit California this week. As much as 13 inches of rain was recorded in some spots, bringing intense flooding and mudslides. Local emergency declarations in Southern California. States like Arizona and Nevada are dealing with the worst of the storms now. Wildfires have ravaged one South American country. USA's Corey Myers with details.
Large parts of Chile are being turned to ash in what's believed to be the country's deadliest wildfire on record. Firefighters struggling to contain more than 160 blazes after after days of burning. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives.
Honda issuing a recall of nearly 750,000 vehicles.
The recall is due to concerns regarding airbags that may deploy inadvertently during a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has highlighted that the front passenger seat weight sensor might develop cracks and short circuits, leading to a failure in airbag suppression. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Scott Powell, yes, the author of Rediscovering America and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, member of the committee on this present danger, China. Mr. Scott, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, great to have you with us, and great to have you with your economy hat on. You're an economist by nature and by trade.
I actually have a PhD in economic theory. Yeah.
Well, so here we are dealing with the reality of Democratic policies, $34 trillion in debt, and there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel as long as Joe Biden is steering the ship here.
Well, in fairness, we're in deep trouble regardless of who's in power. It's worse with Democrats, but so much of our problem is that we are locked into all the entitlement programs, of which Medicare is the largest, Social Security is next, and then you have veterans benefits and other welfare programs, and these consume almost 70% of the federal budget. The problem and after that, you know, I guess most people would say, well, you've got to, defense is essential. And so there's very little room left, and that's why we're deficit spending, because we cannot support with our tax base the entitlements plus all of the spending. Now, if we could downsize Washington, get rid of a lot of those unnecessary agencies and bureaucracies, I'd start with the Department of Education probably. We don't need it. You're still not going to probably get us to a balanced budget. I mean, you really have to do some serious cutting. But the better way of getting to a balanced budget is cut whatever you can, and then get economic policies in place that will grow the economy. Mm-hmm. And when you have slow growth, as we're having now, and you have you have structural deficits and interest rates rise, so you're having to, your financing costs of the debt go up, and meanwhile you're adding to the debt through deficits. Remember, when there's a deficit, it means that the total debt of the country is increasing. Mm-hmm. And so we're in this horrible position that is the opposite of the virtuous cycle of compound interest that Warren Buffett made famous, where he said, look, I buy great companies that pay dividends and growing dividends, and I reinvest, and there's incredible growth over time. Mm-hmm. When we're compounding debt as we are, our situation gets worse and worse with every year. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, it's really a bad place to be, but I think we can still turn this around. There's still time. There will come a point of no return where you really can't turn it around, and the financial markets will lose confidence in the U.S. In U.S. government debt and the dollar, and then there could be just an entire collapse of the existing system.
Well, Scott, like you said, the political process and the bureaucracy is such that, I mean, in a way, you're kind of asking them to do brain surgery on themselves. Like you said, they created this mess, and there's no reward for them to fix it, because for them the reward is getting reelected. They take a high risk of not getting reelected if they do the reasonable and practical things that every person in a tax-paying household has been understanding for decades here. When things get tight, you make these tough decisions. Okay, we don't buy as expensive clothes. The kids aren't necessarily going to go to that extra, you know, dance lesson or sporting event or whatever. You know, we make those adjustments. But somehow our government does not, and they do it on the backs of the tax-paying public. And, you know, something has got to give sooner or later here. And these politicians just kick it up the road and say, well, okay, it's not my time to be reelected, so I don't have to worry about that right now until they do. But somebody, like you said, somebody in the bureaucracy, you know, some mass of government, you know, elected officials and otherwise, are going to have their comeuppance, because it's unsustainable.
I think we're really near the end game now. As I've said in my article, I pointed out that currently our debt to GDP. First of all, let me give the audience the background of how we got into this mess. Mm-hmm. You know, there used to be a gold-backed dollar. That is to say that every dollar that was printed was backed by gold, a hard asset, and there was gold stored. Fort Knox is the major repository of gold, but we were taken off the gold standard in 1933, and when that was consummated, it basically meant that what's backing the dollar is the full faith and credit of America and the American economy. Now, the American economy is very broad and deep and powerful and growing, and that's true, and that's why we could support, the world didn't come to an end when we transitioned from gold backing to total economy backing. Mm-hmm. But the ratio of health has just deteriorated. Back, for instance, two decades ago, national debt stood at about $4 trillion, which at that time was 36% of GDP. Mm-hmm. So your assets were, you know, were 64, you know, they were 70% of your debt. That's a very healthy ratio, right? You've got a lot more assets than you do debt. Today, the U.S. national debt is $34 trillion, and the GDP is only about $27 trillion. So the debt to GDP has now grown from its 36% where it was 20 years ago to 126% of debt to GDP, and that's an increase over that period of time of about 750%. It's just a ridiculous growth rate.
You've turned it on its head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, and the way we're growing now, what I point out is that, you know, the slow economic growth, you know, with the higher debt rates that we have, really is accelerating this day of reckoning. Mm-hmm. And so, if we would concede that the old days of a 3-3.5% growth rate of the economy are gone, and that may be true, and you know, we would say, well, you know, the Federal Reserve Chairman, I forget what his name was, he forecast that he believed that he was the San Francisco Federal Reserve head was John Williams. He said that he felt that the days of 2.5-3% growth were over, and that he forecast a 1.8% long-term growth rate for the U.S. economy.
And Barack Obama echoed the same thing.
Yeah,
Because when Donald Trump was coming in and talking, you know, growth rates of, you know, 5-6%, he said he's out of his mind. It's never. He's going to be lucky. You know, we're about 1.82% GDP. This is all his brain could envision. But look what happened with Donald Trump and what he was able to do.
Well,
and,
we didn't get back to the Reagan growth, but we did see growth go up, and so it is possible. But let's just be generous and say, okay, it won't be 1.8. Let's concede that a 2% growth rate might be possible. Okay, the economy would grow at 2%, but national debt growth rates, long term growth rates, are currently above 8%.
Right,
and they're probably getting worse as we speak because
I'll tell you what, Scott. Let's do this. We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us. We got more from Scott Powell after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
18 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Scott Powell is doing the math for us. How vulnerable we are and where we're heading in terms of our economy. He writes, averting insolvency is a key battle America must win. But like anything, we must admit that we have a problem, Scott.
We have a serious problem. So debt, we left off that the economy, if we're generous, we'd say it can grow at 2%. Meanwhile, our debt, our long-term growth rate of debt, is now over 8%. So we'll again be generous and adjust that down to 8%. So using that, those growth rates of GDP and debt, here's what happens. In 9 years, the national debt will double. It will go from 34.2 trillion to 68.4 trillion, while the GDP growing at 2% will go from 27 trillion to 32.25 trillion. So then our U.S. debt to GDP ratio goes from where it is now at about 126.5% to 210%. No country has survived a 210% debt to GDP. I mean, you generally get into trouble right about where we are. 140%, 150% debt to GDP is very problematic and can lead to hyperinflation and really just a sharp devaluation of the currency. So we're in this place where we might just have a couple of more years before we really get into an unmanageable position of a very troublesome debt to GDP ratio. And you can't, those are numbers. You can't paper over those.
Exactly.
That's the fact of life. It's sort of like when you have a, let's say you have a home and you've taken all the equity out of your home and you've taken a credit card, you have a credit card and you've maxed out on the credit card and you say, well, you know, I can't service the debt on my credit card. I have no equity in my house. I can't service the debt. Well, maybe I could find some foolish bank to give me another credit card. So you take another credit card out and you borrow against that second credit card to service the debt on the first credit card. That's what we're doing in America.
Right.
We're doing the exact same thing, where much of the debt that is issued today is being used, a good portion of it is being used to service the existing debt.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the existing debt doesn't go away. It gets rolled over. So if we have debt that comes due, we have to refinance it. We can't pay it off. We're sort of stuck with this high debt rate that has no sign of being paid down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've entered into a Ponzi scheme. Our government, on behalf of the American people, has done this, which in most circles is illegal, except if the government does it.
But here are some of the things that can happen, just to fully inform the audience. First, it's likely that Moody's will join Standard & Poor's, which downgraded our debt back in 2010 or 11 from a AAA to a AA+, and Fitch just downgraded the U.S. debt, I think, in early January or late December. That was kind of big news, but, of course, they gloss over it because they don't want people to get concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But Moody's is out of the three credit rating agencies, Moody's keeps us at a AAA. We're not a AAA, and they're likely to downgrade us to AA. That'll get people's attention.
Right.
But when the U.S. government debt to GDP ratio climbs to 140 or 50% within a few years, the U.S. could easily be downgraded from AA to single A. We're a single A credit. And there are many nations of the world that are single A credits. If that happens, our borrowing costs go up yet more. And third, you know, the introduction of the BRICS currency. Everybody's heard of this new currency consortium made up of China, India, Brazil, Russia, now Saudi Arabia, I think Indonesia is part of it, that they're going to issue a new asset-backed currency. And indeed, a lot of oil is now no longer trading in dollars. It's trading in the new in other currencies.
Right.
So the
how much though? Not I thought it was still minor between Saudi Arabia and China.
It's relatively minor, but
it's moving in that direction.
The plan is to replace the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency with this new currency.
This is what we call the petrodollar, right?
Yes. Mm. And if that happens, central banks around the world will reduce their dollar reserves because they won't need them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That'll decrease the global demand for dollars, weaken the dollar in exchange markets, and put inflationary pressure on the dollar, and also contribute to the negative effect on our credit rating. So we're in a very bad place, and we don't have any politicians that are really addressing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, because again, it's business as usual. They're stuck in this paradigm. They're not interested in fixing the problem. But what they're doing is they're putting, basically, this everything all comes down to national security, doesn't it, Scott, at the end of the day?
It does, yes.
And people need to realize that when this is happening, I mean, we see it, you know, that this is the trajectory that we're on. There's no stopping it. And the dangers around the world are increasing. They're not decreasing. And as America, you know, becomes more and more weak, then it empowers these nefarious actors on the world stage to do things that we're going to end up in a war with no ammo and no way to defend ourselves.
Well, right now things do not look good, but if we have a change of administration in Washington in November, things can change very, very rapidly, I think.
But you imagine, Scott, the pushback from, let's just say, 30% of the people. You say 40%, but really, you know, the real entitlement class of the country. What would happen? You know, how they would be yelling and screaming because they got no more government cheese. They got, you know, things have been cut back because we've had to make some tough choices, which other American households have had to make over the decades. This entitlement class, and I'm not talking about people on Social Security. They've earned it. You know,
yeah.
the government has basically bamboozled them and stolen money, and they have thrown in some IOU chits in the treasury there that means nothing because they're not interested in paying it back.
The Social Security Trust Fund is a bunch of IOUs. There's no money in the bank.
Exactly. So whether it's gold that's supposed to back or anything else, I mean, I have more confidence in putting my money and my faith in the American people, the tax-paying individual of this country who has built this country, and they deserve everything that they've worked hard to. I count on them. My confidence is high in them. Not so much on the government that's handling the finances and the checkbook.
Oh, I fully agree with you. But some of the things that we could do, and this could be the next article I'll write on, you know, what can we do to change, to get the tipping direction to be going to reduction of debt, reduction of, eliminating the deficit would be very good, getting to a balanced budget, but we still have to cut, we need to pay down debt.
Right.
So we need to do that by growing the economy.
Exactly.
And we need to do that by creative things. Like, for instance, if we really opened up America is the number one repository of oil and gas in the entire world.
Mm-hmm. And Scott, we have a minute left here, so you're going to have to blast through this and go ahead.
So we could begin producing so much oil and gas, and we could tax it. We could tax it a little bit for the sole purpose of paying down national debt. And we could pay down, if we did that, we could probably be on several $1 trillion of debt could be paid down. And that new trajectory would have a really beneficial effect on the overall economy.
Right.
So that's just one step. We could talk about another step.
Well, the other thing, too, is you've got to take the shovel away from the guys that are digging the hole, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really...
You always sum everything up so well.
Well, you're too kind. He's the author of Rediscovering America and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, member of committee on This Present Danger, China. You might even say This Present Danger, America's own bureaucracy itself. Scott Powell has been with us. Scott, thank you as always. Appreciate the insight.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
USA News Update. Jennifer Crumley, the mother of a Michigan teenager, Ethan Crumley, who killed 4 students at his high school in 2021, now found guilty on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. This is the first time that a parent of a school shooter has been convicted in connection with the attack. An electrical issue with the tailgate release switch on some General Motors pickups is forcing a recall by the automaker. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Approximately 323,000 heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC pickups built between 2020 and this year have a possible defect. The switch can reportedly short out due to weather getting into connection, and the tailgate could open when the vehicle is put in park. GM has reportedly received 136 complaints and 3 issues involving minor property damage. Owners will begin to get recall notices on March 18th.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Glad you could join us. Bill Martinez with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Cheryl Chumley going to be with us in just a moment. Really excited to be talking about her. She's so brilliant. She's just such a blessing, you know, when she comes on, because her insight is so spot on. She's the Washington Times online opinion editor, author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. This is a must-read book. If you haven't read this book, you need to get your hands on it. Because it will give you the necessary background to understand what's going on, that your lying eyes are not lying to you, that your friends and maybe new acquaintances that are coming, you know, from other socialist countries saying, oh, my God, what is going on to America, going on with America? This is what we left. And this will bring some clarity to you. So get your hands on her book. If you don't have it, share it with your friends and be educated, because you've got to own your own knowledge. You've got to see what's happening, because that is our responsibility as citizens of this country. And keep in mind, our Constitution starts with we, the people. That means we're responsible. We've got the government that we put into office regardless. I mean, you can complain and say, well, they didn't count all the votes. They miscounted votes. And clearly they're not interested in that. The people that we've put in charge. We've allowed this to happen, but we can. We can take this country back. Cheryl Chumley joins us now. Cheryl, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, one of the latest articles you talk about certainly is the border. Everybody's talking about the border. Congress is trying to do something about it. The House presented H.R. 2 brilliantly at the beginning of, I think, last year. I mean, it's been on the books for quite a while. Senate decided to come up with their own plan. This was going to be dead on arrival. It didn't even leave the dock. It died in the Senate, and rightfully so, right?
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, you can't allow in 4,000 to 5,000 illegals a day before you can kick in actual border control, right? It just doesn't make sense. And look, the issue with border control, it's just we've been dealing with this for years and years and years. And honestly, it's come to the point to realize that if politicians, particularly Democrats, but Republicans too, really wanted to control the border, they could. It's not that difficult, right? It really isn't.
Well, it was an executive order that put everything in crazy mode, right? And President Biden says, well, I can't do anything about it. Well, undo your stupid executive order that created this mess to begin with. At least this latest iteration, as you say, because this has been going on for decades. You're exactly right, but go ahead.
Yeah, I remember the Gang of Eight, right?
Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats behind closed doors forged this, you know, savior of our nation type of border deal. It died. And it just common sense. Democrats know how to secure their own, personal belongings, their own offices. Joe Biden has a team of security guards, that follow him wherever he goes. The White House is behind closed gates and everything. So they know how to secure things. They know how to protect things that are important to them. If they wanted to do the same with American citizens, lawful American citizens, they could do the same sort of common sense security measures at our border right now. But they won't because they don't have political will.
Well, and the thing that is bothersome for the current regime is the previous administration had a handle on it. And there's a clear demarcation. It wasn't like just, you know, something out of space, you know, landed on the planet that disrupted law and order and disrupted, you know, practical applications of the law. I mean, it was Joe Biden's executive order. I mean, that is clear and it's undeniable, isn't it?
It is. And look, you speak to the previous administration. In record time, in jig time, Donald Trump started building the wall, right, which is what you say. It's a clear boundary. And look, he started building the wall based on what Congress had already approved years and years ago, but just didn't have the political will in the White House to actually start the building. And he... Most importantly, what Donald Trump did was he messaged to the world that the open borders and the free passes for illegals and DACA and all that under Barack Obama was coming to a halt. And the messaging from points south of America was received loud and clearly. And you didn't have these images of illegals crossing the border and so forth like you do now under Joe Biden. Combined with that, Donald Trump also started public deportation sweeps that sent the left into a tizzy, right? But that was more toward the narrative. So at the very least, Joe Biden could adopt some of that strong messaging to sort of slow the flow across the border.
Cheryl, I want to rewind a bit here, and let's go back to the mid-'80s, okay? Because this is confusing to me. The Democrats go to then-President Ronald Reagan and say, look, just give us what was it? 3 million. 3 million illegal immigrants. Give them amnesty. We'll never come back to the trough again. This is it. It happened. And somehow since then, over the years, the Republicans have been worn down to pick this thing up again. When to me, this was a closed issue back in 86 when they said, this is done. This will never happen. So what happened? Besides that the Republicans decided to re-engage something that had already been determined, what other things happened to get us to the situation that we're in now?
Well, there's a lot to touch on there, but one of the things that happened was that Democrats started turning left, left, left in their ideology, right?
And
becoming to the point now where they're the party of socialist / communist / Marxist, right? And so they learned quickly that their Marxist principles wouldn't sell to the American people, so they had to start adopting some other way to secure votes at the ballot box. And you talk about going back in time. I remember reporting when Al Gore and Bill Clinton were in the White House, and there was talk about a memo that Al Gore had written about working with certain people at the border to, down in Texas, to open the border to allow illegals to cross to make them the next batch of loyal Democrat voters. And since then, that's sort of been the Democrat Party's playbook, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they want to do. Elon Musk just called it out. So we all know this.
Yeah, but, you know, and it's amazing because in the process where we are now, fast forward to now, we get these illegal immigrants coming in. And, first of all, before we get there, what happened with a lot of those voters that came in, most of them from Mexico, right, came here, and maybe they were beholden in the first generation to the Democrats. Thank you very much. You opened the border. You gave us this deal. We could come in here. But then in practical application, they operated in the shadows, and they said, no, we don't like this. And what is the number? Something like 49% of that generation that they thought were going to be forever Democrat voters have actually moved to the conservative side, and because they see the addiction of the Democrats to bring in voters, and they do it on the backs and the expense of these people that they brought in. Because what happens is now you're getting to the point of the, in a sense, in some sense, I use this carefully to say the bottom of the barrel, because the quality of immigrant that comes in, especially when they're so compromised by the cartels, they're beholden. The cartels are controlling the border. They own these people who come in. So their loyalty belongs to the cartel. They're compelled to do so. They're not compelled to, you know, have any kind of open mind to assimilate and to be an asset of this country. They have to remain an asset to the cartels. So they're beholden. So here we are. We've created this new indentured servitude class in a country that's been battling against slavery and in the history of slavery all these years. This is nuts, Cheryl.
It is nuts. And just to speak to a little bit of what you said about the NIMBYism, right? There's sort of a not in my backyard type of deal going on with the older illegals who were let in and legalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because they're feeling it firsthand, because where are these immigrants going to go? I mean, they're going to go to those areas that they're more familiar with, people that, you know, speak close to the same language, you know, as they do, and you know, some similar cultural affiliations. So they're going to go into these communities, and they're devastating these communities that want to just live in peace and not deal with people who are, you know, connected with a cartel that are going to threaten their kids and abduct their daughters and throw them into sex trafficking rings.
Yeah, I think Democrats underestimated how much of the population of Hispanics were also Christian, too.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
Got to it.
Gotta go to break. More from Cheryl after this.
Up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Cheryl Chumley writes that President Biden has a moral duty to protect America's borders. It's interesting because when we talk about moral duty, I read that, Cheryl, in light of all that, President Trump is enduring in the courts today. Because they're talking in some cases, these judges, about the president's moral duty. And President Biden clearly has a moral duty. I mean, that's his number one job, national security. And he's compromised it at every turn, which is really, in a sense, it is a direct parallel with, his former president, and I guess ours too, his colleague, Barack Obama. Because Barack Obama, messed things up. Left the borders open. I mean, I still see Jan Brewer, that thing is burned in my retina. Jan Brewer, confronting Barack Obama on the tarmac there in Arizona saying, please help us. We're being invaded here. And, of course, it fell on deaf ears. And, we got a slight pause for 4 years with Donald Trump because he understood the problem and did something about it as much as he could. If he'd had any kind of cooperation, I think the border would have been completed. And yes, I believe Mexico would have paid for it.
Yeah, speaking of Barack Obama, he completely thumbed his nose at the idea of law and order in America, right? With the pen and cell phone, I'm the president who needs Congress. And under Joe Biden, he's so feckless. He's the puppet of Barack Obama agenda. Yeah. He's doing essentially the same thing. And look, the border issue isn't just a political thing. It's not Republicans versus Democrat who comes up with the best plan to secure the border. It's actually a moral duty to uphold law and order. You're right. Joe Biden, like every president, takes an oath of office pledging to uphold and defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. And from day one, when he unwound what Donald Trump did with border control, that was an immorality, right? It was saying that I don't need the Constitution. Law and order in this nation doesn't matter. And I find that deeply, deeply immoral.
And the thing is that Congress has become co-conspiratorial in all this, has it not?
That's a good way to put it, because you're absolutely right. Democrats, of course, are seeing their visions for open borders, right, and their long-term voting block of illegals becoming legalized. They're seeing that realized before their eyes in quick time. But Republicans are failing on their duties to protect American citizens, lawful American citizens as well. And part of the reason they're doing that is the business interests, right? The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is largely leaning Republican, has had a longstanding platform of opening borders and keeping borders as open as possible so businesses can have cheap labor. And that's something that rarely gets addressed. We find ourselves arguing on partisan political lines here, but really it's Republicans just as much as Democrats.
Yeah, this is the thing, and this was my question in the first segment, was who's winning on this? Who's benefiting from it? And you kind of, you know, put a bow around who and how and why they're doing this, because we only do things because it benefits us. So for the Republicans, they find an interest. You know, the Democrats clearly have their interest in all this. And meanwhile, we the people are, you know, we're having to deal with a breakdown in moral agency. I mean, look what's happening here. I mean, we're promoting the death of our young people. You know, I've numbers of 80 to 100,000 are dying because of fentanyl coming by way of China and Mexico. Cartels, controlling cartels, have a supply chain all the way into every state of the union that are promoting their interest. What, just in sex trafficking alone last year, Cheryl, a windfall profit of $13 billion. Joe Biden been very good to the cartels. And, you know, and here we are. I mean, you know, we are the number one consumer of, you know, of child, you know, pornography and sex trafficking. I mean, how disgusting. I mean, I could not even fathom in my upbringing that I could ever say something like that. But here we are today, and that is a fact, that America has lost its moral compass to the degree that all manner of evil is become part of the fabric and woof and warp of this country. And I think it's just very scary and dangerous all at the same time.
That's what it is. That is what's happened. We have lost our moral compass, because you're right. Who would have thought that our border control would not only have to battle those who seek to enter America illegally and bring with them all their rotten, disgusting, you know, criminal ways, the cartels and trafficking, but these same border patrol officials would have to battle our own government for the right to keep out these illegals, right?
Exactly.
The Democrats, Joe Biden, the White House, taking their marching orders, as I've detailed, from the globalists and so forth in China, they're making things harder. If you look at how the governors, Republican governors, have banded together to support Governor Abbott down in Texas, that's great. But it's despicable that it's only the Republicans who are doing that. Mm-hmm. We need to get back to a time where even Democrats cared about America's sovereignty and realized that sex traffickers in America illegally let in and to go to and move to points unknown in the north and south and wherever in America is not a desirable outcome for America's, you know, legal border system.
Well, and we do this at the expense of our own children. This is the thing. I mean, we have children all over America, our own children, that are being being abducted and thrown into these ungodly, you know, sex mills. I mean, it's just astounding. When I was in Nevada, I was hearing the stories here recently, because Nevada is one of the target areas that, you know, a lot of children missing there. And these poor kids, Cheryl, I mean, they're having sex before 12 o'clock, you know, as much as 7 to 10 times. they get, you know, this is kind of a union sex shop, so they do give them an hour lunch break, and then afterwards they're back to another 7-10, and this is 7 days a week. There's no rest for these kids. It's disgusting.
It is. And you know what's even more, I guess, eye-opening? One of the most trafficked areas in America for child sex trafficking is during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Wherever the Super Bowl occurs, that's where the sex traffickers flock. And we know this, and yet it continues. You know, the moral decay in America will be our downfall if we don't address that first, even before the political.
I'm glad you brought that up, because people are thinking Super Bowl and, you know, it's the teams and, you know, the 49ers and the Chiefs, but it's the other stuff that comes with it. And sex trafficking, I mean, this is, like you said, you know, it really is. It's hard to put into words. We got about 3.5 minutes left here, Cheryl, and I did want to address another article that you wrote. Connecticut's ungodly law, speaking of moral compass, met with swift and fierce opposition. And you say, talk about insanity. Explain to our audience what's going on there in Connecticut.
So Connecticut, and I'm going to have to pull this up really quickly because I wrote that a couple days ago and I can't remember the exact issue.
I know. Is that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I mean, we do that. It's like we prepare our minds. And that's for me. I operate in short-term memory. This is why when I was in college, I mean, I could study for a test or whatever I needed to do at that moment. And the next day it was like I had to free my brain to do the next project, right?
I write so much and then I move on to the next. So in Connecticut, just to answer your question, there was a law passed, right, that said that public schools between, I think it was third grade up until 12th grade, in the boys' bathrooms, they have to put these tampon machines, right? For some reason, they deem that logical. And so this one, it's all supposed to go into effect September 1st, but this one high school jumped the ship and put the dispensers in the boys' bathroom in their high school now. 22 minutes after they were installed, somebody destroyed them, which was really the same thing. That was the same moment. This was crazy.
Exactly.
And now the schools, of course, are cracking down on the vandalism and so forth. But look, this is ungodly. We already have child sex grooming going on, right, in our faces with all the drag queen shows. Do we really need to confuse young minds? As young as third grade, right, boys pretending as if that they can become girls and as if they can have the same biological, you know, issues that girls face. It just it defies logic, and it's another sign of immorality, right?
Yeah. Well, I could tell you that in our school, if that was put up in the boys' bathroom, what would happen is shortly after recess, the boys would be throwing these tampons around the class. You know what I'm saying? That's what they would have done, you know. And I could just see the look on the teacher's face. But here it is, with all sincerity, they do this, and
I know. What do you say?
like you say, some vandalism is warranted. It is a statement, you know, which gives us some hope, because not all the kids have lost their minds. You know, they're no doubt they're being formed and fashioned and groomed to things. But we can thank God, Cheryl, because God places in our heart. You know, I mean, you've got to really go out of your way and really work on your conscience, to sear your conscience and ignore, you know, good from evil. You know, what's right, what's wrong, right?
You do. You really do. Because as you said, that's biblical. God places on your heart the law. So you have to shut your eyes to it.
Well, she's the Washington Times online opinion editor, author of Lockdown, the book that I highly recommend. Socialist plan to take away your freedom. Cheryl Chumley has been with us. Cheryl, have a great day. Take care. Thank you.
You too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.